this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hi there, modern man. Do you know that Mother Nature is helping you get an erection? Yes, I am not kidding. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED over 20 years. Now, what I've learned from working with thousands of men, even over 7,000, is that Mother Nature has a way to help you get an erection. And Mother Nature has been doing it since you've been an adolescent. And that is called morning erection or even nighttime erection. Do you know that your body wants to have an erection so that way it can keep you healthy? A good erection is a sign that you're actually healthy. And Mother Nature wants you to pass your DNA, wants you to have an erection. So let's talk about morning erection, but it should really be nighttime erection. Do you know that every man should have between 3 to 6 erections every night, every time he sleeps? And each erection can last from 15 minutes to even 30 minutes each. And that you don't know that because you're asleep. Because erection happens when you're in dreaming state or you're in rapid eye movement, or REM sleep. Now, REM sleep is when you're dreaming, your eyes are moving rapidly, and your brain is in total relaxation mode. There is no stress going on. So your brain is in a parasympathetic mode. Parasympathetic mode means erection, means relaxation. So that's what is kind of stimulating the environment for you to have morning erection. It's called morning erection because men notices it more in the morning after cumulative multiple erection at night. So your body heals at nighttime from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And when it heals, it starts to make more hormones. So testosterone is being made at night in the testicles. And as you sleep through the night, the testosterone level increases and it peaks at 7 a.m. That's why when you go to bed, your body starts to make testosterone. And in the morning, when you get up to go to the bathroom, you notice, oh, I got a morning erection here. Again, morning erection is really more nighttime erection. It's a cumulative, and that it happens when you're in rapid eye movement, when you're dreaming state, but it's also an indication that your mind needs to rest as well. So you only can have erection when your mind is in a restful, peaceful state. So that's what sleep is. If you want to have an erection, you need to be in the parasympathetic mode, which is relaxation mode. Men struggling to stay hard, most of the time it comes down to poor blood flow. That's why I put together the Good Morning Wood Smoothie, a nutrient-packed blend designed to restore blood flow naturally. My patients often notice improvement in just a few weeks when they take this part of their daily routine. Click the link below to get the recipe and start boosting your blood flow and firmness today, or go to goodmorningwoodsmoothie.com. So let's get back to Mother Nature. Mother Nature exercises your penis 3 to 6 times throughout the night. So that way, when you're sleeping, there is hormone being released, there's nerve being activated, that there's blood rushing down there that is helping you get an erection 3 to 6 times. Because that's what Mother Nature wants you to be. Mother Nature wants you to have a fit penis. That's what you're made of. And you come with that package already. Now, as you get older, you will notice you have less morning erection or nighttime erection. It's because You're not sleeping well. You're not in rapid eye movement. It's also because you're distracted. You're stressed out. And also your lifestyle put you at risk for having lower testosterone, such as sedentary lifestyle, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inflammation, and smoking. All that contribute to a lower testosterone level, which then contribute to nighttime erection. So it's not so much as you get older, this is what you're going to get. It's all the things that you get when you get older that predispose you to get less nighttime erection. Now, you will get less, but you shouldn't have zero nighttime erection. So that is something you need to keep in mind at this point, is that a good nighttime erection or morning erection is a good indicator of good blood flow in the penis. And if you're getting nighttime erection, but you're not getting an erection with a partner, then it's more of psychological stress or relationship that is causing the erectile dysfunction. Now, know that you only get nighttime erection when you're in rapid eye movement, which switches, but you're not in that throughout the whole night. Rapid eye movement is about switches from 80 minutes on and then 80 minutes off. That's why there's fluctuation in nighttime and morning erection. Okay, modern man, if you're struggling with weak erection, low energy, the food you eat could be the big part of the problem. One of the best research-backed ways to boost circulation, support healthy testosterone, and improve sexual performance is the Mediterranean diet. It's packed with food that opens up your blood vessel, lower inflammation, and fuel your hormone naturally. I've seen men notice real improvement in both energy and erection within weeks when they shift to this style of eating. So check out the Mediterranean diet link right here below and get that as soon as you can, stronger testosterone and better erection. So the bottom line is get a good night's sleep. Stop the caffeine at least by 6 p.m. so it doesn't interfere with your sleep. Stop the screen at least 2 hours before going to bed and get a good night's sleep of 7 hours at night. Because when you're doing that, you're going to really promote more rapid eye movement sleep, more relaxation, and therefore more nighttime erection and eventual even morning erection. It's just good for your mind and your body overall, and for your erection as well. Let Mother Nature do its work to help you get erection. But the whole point I'm trying to tell you is that your body is made to get erection. Your body is optimized to get erection, and therefore help it, don't hinder it. And if you do have morning erection, good for you. Keep doing it, all right? And if you're noticing less morning erection, then start to notice, how are you sleeping? You're sleeping 7 hours at night? Are you following Mediterranean diet? Are you exercising at least 30 minutes four to five times a week? Are you smoking? You are. You need to stop. And what's your stress level? Because remember, when you're stressed, when you're distracted, it's going to impair nerve mechanism in your brain to have an erection. So oftentimes, men feel, well, I'm not getting an erection. I'm just going to pop in the Viagra. What's the last thing you need to do? Oftentimes, it may just be your sleep. Oftentimes, notice if you're getting morning erection, you get morning erection, you don't need to take Viagra. If you get morning erection, there are things that you can do to fix your not so good erection. Sometimes as simple as getting a peaceful night's sleep, stopping the caffeine early, stopping the scrolling on your phone before bed, and just get a good night's sleep and get your body to heal itself. Because you take care of your body, it will take care of you, it will take care of your erection. And just know that you are born with having an erection. What you do with your lifestyle set you up to have less erection. So you can have erection when you're 80 or even 90. You need to take care of it. You just need to know that there are things that you can do to keep it going and going. Okay. So I hope you find this helpful. Let me know what you think. And that in the next episode, we're going to talk about a different type of erection that you have. You know that you have four different types of erection. Well, stay tuned to the next episode. We're going to talk about that. Will mean the world to me if you click notification, subscribe to the channel, and share it with somebody that you love, and comment what you think about this topic in this episode. And just know, modern man, that there are alternatives to ED. You can fix it. Follow the roadmap that I laid out. And if you need to get rid of an ED fast and do an ED reset, book a time with my team to see how we can help you with that. And if you are far away, check out our Modern Man Club, a discreet and safe coaching space that we reserve for men with ED to find a solution to get out of ED. Know that there are solutions. You don't have to live with ED. You just need a roadmap. We're here to help you. We'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you. And I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.